Namaste, it's Sahara Rose, and welcome back to the Highest Self Podcast, a place where we discuss what makes you your soul's highest evolvement. Are you interested in having a career focused on health and wellness? Well, if so, then the universe is calling you to become a holistic health coach. I am offering this incredible deal, a discount of $1,500 off my alma mater, Institute for Integrative Nutrition, which is the world's largest nutrition school with guest teachers such as Deepak Chopra, Chris Carr, Dr. Hyman, and Dr. Andrew Whale, and so many others. It is split between 6 months of health coaching programs teaching you hundreds of nutritional theories, including Ayurveda, as well as 6 months of business coaching. And as an additional bonus, I am offering a webinar where I will teach you how to use social media to create a thriving career as a health coach. On top of that, I have created a private Facebook community just for the Highest Self Podcast listeners who are becoming health coaches to connect with each other, meet up with each other, and support one another on this journey. So if you're interested, send an email over to Sahara, S-A-H-A-R-A, at eatfeelfresh.com with subject IIN. Again, Sahara at eatfeelfresh.com with subject IIN. And I will personally send you back the email that will allow you to get a $1,500 off discount, as well as my business coaching webinar and the private Facebook group. I'm so excited for you to begin your journey as a health coach. What's your dosha? Well, if you want to find out, I invite you to take my quick little quiz over on iamsaharaRose.com. And in a couple questions, I will let you know the exact percentages of the doshas in your mind and in your body and email you a free 3-day mini course on how to include Ayurveda into your modern lifestyle. So head over to my website, iamsaharaRose.com, to discover your dosha today. Man, has it been a journey to get to the spot where I am standing, which is my new home. As I've been sharing with you guys on my Instagram, on my last solo cast, that I have had quite a journey to get here. And it was the exact journey that I needed to really get here. And I want you to know that any obstacle that you experience is the exact training that your soul needed to really get to where it was meant to go. So my lessons came in many forms. They came in rejection. They came in confusion. They came in uncertainty, which have been some of my greatest teachers. Essentially, what happened was we came back from our honeymoon thinking we were going to move into a new condo that ended up falling through, and we ended up having no home in the middle of the summer in LA when things are very expensive, very crowded, and that led to a lot of instability, a lot of confusion, a lot of moving around, and difficulties that came with that. But those difficulties were preparation for the inner work that we had to do to really get here. And as I shared about in the last podcast episode, that the time between the eclipses this summer is a very potent time for growth and transformation. Everyone I see is having some sort of major inner transformation, whether it is a move, a breakup, a career shift, being fired, a friendship breaking through, whatever it is, everyone is noticing something. And for some people, it's a lot more gross, and a lot of people, it's a lot more subtle, and that depends on your birth chart. Us Capricorns were hit hard with the Capricorn full moon. But all of us, and not just in eclipse season, even if you're listening to this far in the future, we are always experiencing these obstacles. And I want to share with you that the universe throws you obstacles when it's calling you to rise. So what is rejection? as I shared in the last one, rejection is redirection to your soul's highest calling. So when one door closes, all that means is that wasn't the door for you. It doesn't mean that you weren't good enough. It doesn't mean that you don't deserve it. It doesn't mean that you should have had more money or more experience or a better body or whatever the story it is that you're putting around that rejection. It has nothing to do with that. Because the universe is always propelling you in the direction of your highest calling. So if it is flat out rejecting you from something, if there is an intention that you're trying to get and it's rejection, 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 then there's something internally that either needs to shift or that thing was not meant for you. So rejection is redirection in your soul's highest calling. So essentially, when I am being rejected, I am being protected. And it is crucial to trust that the universe has better plans for you than you can even begin to imagine. So I want to share a little bit about this housing journey. So the place that I fell in love with, the condo that I wanted to buy, I went there, I looked out into the ocean, and a pod of 12 dolphins came before me. And dolphins are my spirit animals. They are my messengers. I was sure this place was going to work out. I was set on it. We really wanted it. The realtor said 99% sure it was going to work out. So then when we found out that there was another buyer before us and it didn't, it felt like a what the hell? It felt like, wait, I'm intuitive. I'm a good person. How is this happening to me? And my instant reaction was actually victimhood. And victimhood is different than sadness. Sadness is totally fine, but victimhood is the why me. And I got into the what? Why me? How could this happen? Not knowing that the universe had something so much better planned for me. The initial apartment that made me even find that condo, the difference between a condo and an apartment for you, those of you who've never gone through the housing route, is a condo is something you own, an apartment is something you rent. So the difference between them were that one was to buy and one was to rent. And the one that we were going to buy actually wasn't as nice as the ones that were for rent, but we thought that monetarily would make more sense. And, you know, it didn't have a balcony, it didn't have an ocean view, but it was great. And we got rejected from that. We got rejected from another place in Venice. We got rejected from another one in Marina del Rey. We were hitting a bunch of walls. Until one day I decided to do this little ritual with my friend Cassandra, a little housing spell, which I share with you guys on my Instagram. I am Sahara Rose. And this spell is to take a glass mason jar, put in pictures of what you're calling in. So for me, I took pictures of homes from different magazines, write down what it is that you're calling in, and then drizzle honey in there so it comes to you with sweetness and with ease. So you put a magnetic crystal, which are called lodestones. These are little rocks that are actually magnetic, as well as a key if you're trying to manifest a home or something else that represents what you are trying to manifest. Maybe it's a dollar bill for money. Maybe it is a picture of a happy couple if it's relationships, whatever it is. So you place these together and you meditate upon them, really setting your intention of what it is that you're calling in. And then you light a little tea candle on top of this mason jar and you let this candle burn until it completely melts. So at this point, I was stressed. I was desperate. And it was very, very easy for me to settle. At this point, I was willing to live anywhere. Like, you could have just given me a dumpster. I would have been like, okay, I'm moving in. But I knew, my highest self knew, that I'm not going through all of this so I could move to a worse place. I'm not doing all of this so I can downgrade. There must be something so much better waiting for me that I have been set to go through all of these obstacles to prepare myself for it. So in these moments that things blow up in your face, it's very, very easy to just settle in the rubble, to just deal with whatever you have, to try to find an easy way out, whether it's a breakup, to just get back together with your ex, or just to hook up with some random person because you just don't want to feel the pain of being alone. Or whether it's being fired from a job, to just like quickly go get another job because you're too afraid of being jobless, or whatever it is, instead of actually taking this time to question what it is that you really want. So it is essential for us in these moments that the rug seems to be taken out from under our feet to ask if we really wanted that rug in the first place and what we do want under our feet instead. So that ritual gave me the invitation to really dream, to really call in what it is that I want. Even if it feels scary, even if it feels not attainable, even if it feels like too much money, that's not in my budget, to just dream about it. And that's going into the vata. When you're in the kapha, which is the heaviness, it's very important to go into the vata next. And I talk about how the doshas move into a cycle, and the cycle is with manifestation as well, which I'm writing about in my next book. But the vata allows you to dream. It allows you to just think big and not be like, is this realistic? Is this going to work in my budget? And all of the thoughts that come through, to just dream big. And then the pitta is the action that comes next, and the kapha is the manifestation of it in real life. So I did this ritual, and after I came home to my husband and we were talking about different options we had and places that we had seen before, and suddenly our mindset shifted and we began to see the places that we had already seen from a new perspective. And I want to share with you that a miracle is just a shift in perspective. A miracle is not necessarily finding something new. It's not necessarily coming up with this grand idea out of thin air. A miracle is just a shift in perspective. It is seeing what you already have from a new point of view. And this can be in a relationship. Maybe the miracle is looking at your husband in a new light and finding him so attractive again. Maybe the miracle is that same, you know, 5 to 7 with your kids when you just want to drink all the wine suddenly feels like play and fun. That miracle could be that same body that you've been looking at in the mirror saying you're so fat, you're disgusting, that you actually begin to love it. A miracle does not necessarily mean a physical change. It's just a change in your perspective. So a miracle happened, and we thought about the very first apartment that made us even look at the condo that we wanted to buy, and that was a listing that my friend Gabriella sent me. And suddenly we began to look at it from a new eye. You know, maybe this could work. I mean, it's in that same building, and maybe we can have the freedom of renting for longer, and we're not going to put our money into a house, and that allows us to see if we even like it or not. And maybe next year we'll want to move, and you know, we do want to have kids in a couple years, so it will open up the freedom to be moving into a house later on. And suddenly this renting that we were all like, oh, we don't want to rent, it's a waste of money, began to feel like a really good idea. And this apartment that I am now standing in, we looked at it from a different eye, and it had so many things that we were looking for, but we weren't even aware of it. It had the balcony. It had a better view of the ocean. And we were just stuck in the mindset that that's what we want. We want this condo. And if it's not this condo, we don't know what we're going to do, even though there were other options under our eyes. In fact, the first option that made us even look at the condo, the universe gave us exactly what we needed. The first thing was what we needed, but we overlooked it and we wanted to do more research and go in, and that's what made us find the condo, whereas the universe told us exactly where it is we need to live. We just weren't listening. So a miracle is just a shift in perspective. And finally, we experienced the kriya, the flow that happens when you're in alignment with your dharma. And within 2 days, the paperwork was signed, we negotiated a deal, and we are now in this apartment. And I am podcasting to you with a view of the ocean, which has been my lifelong dream. So I share this with you because sometimes we're pushing and pushing for things that were not meant for us. Sometimes the things that were meant for us have been under our nose all along. How many times do you hear about, you know, a couple that were best friends for so long, and then suddenly one day they just looked at each other in a new way and they fell in love and they got married and they have the most adorable baby now. You know, how many times do you hear about people who ran away from their hometown? They couldn't wait to get out of there. And then something happened and they realized that they actually loved growing up there and moved back and raised their kids there and are so happy. oftentimes we go back to what it is that we initially wanted, but we had the experience that we needed to appreciate it. Because the thing is, had you just been with your best friend your whole life, maybe you wouldn't have dated different people that would have made you appreciate your best friend in such a deeper way. Or had you not moved to New York City and experienced that city life, maybe you wouldn't have appreciated the slow life of Oklahoma. So those experiences are not mistakes. They were the exact training you needed to finally appreciate what you already had. And that, my friend, is the miracle. So I want you to just take a moment to think about right now what it is that you are so pushing for. What it is that you are striving for that maybe you feel stuck around. Like, why am I not finding the right guy? Why can't I find a job that fulfills me? Why can't I stand up for myself? Why can't I move to California? Why can't I travel by myself? What is it that you want that you just can't seem to get into your reach? Take a moment to think about that. Now, I want you to imagine a more elevated version of yourself, like your body 6 inches out. And that's your auric body, your highest self. You from a higher perspective, out of your samskaras, the stories that are holding you back, the true, most aligned you. Physically imagine yourself expanded 6 inches from where you are. And from that place, I want you to answer this question. What lesson is this teaching me? What lesson is this teaching me? And whatever that first lesson is that came up that you maybe shoved out of your mind, was like, that doesn't make sense. That's the lesson. It's that first intuitive thought. You see, we have to learn from the lessons so we don't repeat them. When we don't learn from a lesson, it just keeps showing up over and over and over again in a new situation, a new person, a new obstacle. But it's the exact same lesson, just dressed in new pants. So we must learn from the lessons and trust that the universe has better plans for you than you can ever begin to imagine. And when you can trust that and you can step into every rejection is just protection, every rejection is just redirection, a miracle is just a shift in perspective. The universe is just throwing me obstacles because it's calling me to rise. I'm learning from this lesson so I don't repeat it. If you can just keep that inner dialogue going, you will blast through any karma in this life that comes up. You'll be like, learned that lesson, saw that one from a mile away, not even going to step into that lesson. You see, because our souls have set lessons that they were meant to experience in this lifetime, but we also have free will. So that lesson can show up and you're like, I can spot you from a mile away. I'm not going to get into a relationship with you because I know how this dynamic is going to play out. Not doing this. Or it could be, oh my God, that's really tempting. Ooh, he's emotionally unavailable. Ooh, he has addictive behaviors. Just my type. And you step into it again and again and again. And probably you aren't saying that, but subconsciously you're picking up on it, which is making you attached to it. So I want you with this, with that thing in your mind that you're trying to manifest, I want you to repeat these affirmations after me. Spirit, make what is meant for me undeniable. May all that is meant for me find its way to me easily. May I only manifest what is in my highest alignment? I declare I will do everything I want to do in this lifetime. The more I trust, the more I receive. Thank you, universe, for having bigger visions for me than I ever saw for myself. If only we knew what the universe had in store for us, I think we would be mind blown. I think we think of ourselves as so small, as so just helpless, that we don't see how massively powerful we are if we step up into our full spectrum. Because most of us are operating, I would say, at 50% or less. 50% being very high. Most of us have stories that it's never going to work. I'm going to burn myself out. It's too tiring. It's too difficult. Whatever it is that's making us not get there. So it is essential for us to really dream bigger dreams than we even believe are possible for ourselves. Again, nothing is perfect, but if we set that expectation super high, even if we get 50% of the way there, it is so much better than setting that expectation at where we actually think we're going to get, because then we might only get half of there. This is why it's so beautiful when you ask a child what they want. They're like, I want to be an astronaut. I want to be a ballerina. I want to be a professional water skier. And then suddenly we had to become realistic. Saying, oh, I'm going to become a dentist because my dad's a dentist, or, oh, I'm just going to, you know, work at Walmart because that's what people around me do. You know, there was this little boy that a friend of mine was working with, and it was an after-school program, and they were all supposed to draw what they wished they wanted to be in life. So the kids were drawing, you know, doctor, an astrophysicist, whatever it is. And this little boy drew a pizza man. And he showed it to the teacher, and the teacher's like, you want to be a pizza man when you grow up? He's like, yeah, it's my dream. So the teacher was concerned. You know, why does this five-year-old just want to be a pizza man? You know, I mean, that's cool, but why doesn't he have higher dreams for himself? So she calls the little boy's mom. And the little boy's mom, she started getting a little teared up. And she said the reason that he wants to become a pizza man is because his father is in jail. Almost every man he sees is on drugs or in and out of prison. And the only male figure that he knows around him that talks to him, that is fully present, is his uncle, who's a pizza deliverer. So that's why he wants to deliver pizza. And I think it just shows for us that our highest example becomes what we have accessible to us. When we are around people whose biggest dreams are doing things that aren't in alignment with their highest truth, we begin to equate our own worth at that same level. But when we surround ourselves by people doing extraordinary things, who are breaking out of their samskaras, their stories, who are breaking out of ancestral bonds, who are at least giving it all they have, whether they make it or not, when we surround ourselves by these people, our own possibility about what is available for us radically expands. So if you find yourself dreaming small, thinking small, playing small, look at the people you have surrounded by you. What are their biggest aspirations? What are they striving for? And find yourself around people who inspire you to become your best self. This doesn't mean these people are privileged. Some of the most successful people, in fact, I would say most you know, spiritual teachers you see, from Wayne Dyer to Deepak Chopra to Gabby Bernstein to anyone else, have had some sort of major obstacle, whether it is homelessness or immigration or addiction or something else. So it doesn't mean you need to surround yourself by privileged people. In fact, oftentimes the most privileged people have the lowest aspirations because everything's been done for them. It means just surrounding yourself by people who are hungry, people who are willing to do the inner work, people who are calling from themselves a bigger version than they even know is possible, people who trust that the universe has bigger plans for them than they can even begin to imagine, people that when the universe throws them obstacles, they rise. Because by surrounding yourself by these people, you yourself will rise. So this has been a major call that I've been stepping into creating this type of community, because it's something that I never had, ever. I was the weirdo, the spiritual freak, the outsider, outcast, whatever it is, all these words. And the only reason was because I wanted to do things that people around me thought were crazy. And I know that there are so many of you like me who want to talk about consciousness and ascension and being your highest self and Ayurveda, crystals, all of these incredible spiritual tools and concepts and theories. And you want a community that supports you, that elevates you, that expands you. People who are rocking their dharmas, people who are on the path. People that you can collaborate with, that you can share with, that can lift you up and you in turn lift them up. And I receive so many messages from you guys with incredible ideas. I receive DMs from you guys saying, I want to go travel to India by myself, but I don't know where to go. And I tried for so many years to be the matchmaker. In fact, I actually did connect a bunch of girls who messaged me saying they want to go backpack in India, and they ended up backpacking there together and becoming best friends because I like linked them all up through DM. But it's getting to this point that I'm like, all of the questions that you guys have, if you could just ask them to each other, whether it's support, whether it's spiritual growth, whether it's healing, whether it's anything. I wanted to create a resource for you guys to just all meet each other, because if you're listening to this podcast, you are such a special person. Like, I really want you to consider that. Like, this is not a mainstream podcast. This is not what the average person in America listens to, or any country, maybe in Bhutan. Hey, Bhutan, because they have the gross national happiness instead of the GDP. But with that, there are such incredible people in this community, and I wanted a way to bring you all together to elevate each other and to elevate the planet. Because when your cup is filled up, you can fill up the cup of others. And that is why I am creating Rose Gold Goddesses. And Rose Gold Goddesses is a virtual sisterhood collective that has monthly goddess circles guided by me. It has an interactive app with location services so you can see who are the other community members nearby you. It has forums on topics from everything from the menstrual cycles to the doshas to the moon to tantra. And any topic we've ever discussed in this podcast, there is going to be a discussion topic based on that. It's all on your phone too. So it's not like a geeky forum that you have to go on your desktop computer that no one has time for. It's like all on your phone, super interactive. Really fun events that we have planned up, including the Rose Gold Goddesses launch parties, which we're doing this fall in LA, New York, and Miami, which are members only with live oracle readings, sacred beats that I'll be spinning for you guys, fun dancing, all sorts of stuff. We'll be pulling cards each month from my new deck, A Yogic Path, which features Ayurveda chakras, goddesses, yoga sutras, all sorts of things, and essentially creating a community of people who, when you're going through the shitstorm of life, are like, yes, boo, this is teaching you something really, really valuable. And I know you're going to get through this as a way more elevated version of who you already are. So this community is launching on September 1st with our 5-day Rose Gold Goddesses Challenge, where we will be embodying 5 goddesses and seeing how each archetype already exists inside of us. So if you're interested in joining, then head over to join the waitlist and receive more information as soon as we launch, which is over on rosegoldgoddesses.com. Again, that is rosegoldgoddesses.com. I will have the link in the show notes. And I am so excited to connect with you, to have you guys as leaders in the community, goddess guides who are facilitating circles later on if that's something you're interested in, or just being part of the community. If you've ever been part of any of my programs before, you know that community is the biggest part for me, because I really believe that that's going to make the difference between riding this journey alone and potentially even falling off versus having people that hold you accountable and raise you up to be the best version of yourself, even when you don't know that's possible. So I want that for you so badly. And I want you to feel what it's like to be surrounded by a tribe of people who genuinely want the best for you, and for you to genuinely want the best for others as well. So head over to rosegoldgoddesses.com to join the waitlist, and I am so excited to meet you there. If you loved this episode, I would love if you could leave me a review in the iTunes store. And as a free gift, I will share with you the first half of my unreleased book, Eat Right for Your Mind Body Type. Simply email a screenshot of your review over to sahara@eatfeelfresh.com. Again, Sahara, S-A-H-A-R-A, at eatfeelfresh.com. And I will send you over the first half of my unreleased book, Eat Right for Your Mind Body Type. Thank you, and namaste.